So today I'll be interviewing my dad about the time he visited the island of Gunkanjima. So tell me about this island.
Okay, so the island of Gunkanjima is a man-made island off the coast of southern Japan near the city of Nagasaki.
So what made this island so popular?
It wasn't really popular, but it was built in the late 1800s as a city for a coal mine. So everyone who lived on the island worked for the coal mine. And in about the 1940s, during World War II, there was about 5,000 people living on the island. So there were schools, hospitals, apartment buildings, stores, parks, all the things you would have in a normal city.
How did you discover this island?
I discovered the island when I was living in Nagasaki, and some friends and I heard about the island and decided to explore it.
What did you do on this island?
So the way we got out to the island first was we hired a fishing boat to take us out, because the island is actually abandoned. It had been abandoned in the 1970s, so no one was living on it and no one was going out to it. So we hired a fishing boat to take us there and decided to just go out for the day and explore the island.
So what was it like exploring the island?
The island was really interesting. It was a very haunting experience because it was literally a ghost city, a completely abandoned city that no one had lived in for 20 years. And when the population left the island because the coal mine closed, they could only take with them a few suitcases each. So they left behind all of their other belongings. So all of the apartments still had furniture and belongings, and the hospital still had all of the records and x-rays and equipment, and the school still had all of its file cabinets with school projects, but they had all been left behind for 20 years. So everything was covered in dust and falling over and dirty and had been exposed to the weather, but you still felt like people should be there. And so it was scary and exciting.
What did you do after exploring the island?
After exploring the island, it was hot. It was the middle of summer, so we decided to go swimming while we waited for the fishermen to come back and pick us up. So we went down to one of the two places on the island where you could get to the water, because the island is surrounded by a big 30-foot wall to protect it from ocean waves. And so we jumped in the water and we were swimming, and we swam part way around the island to the other dock where people could get on and off. And we climbed out and we're going to walk back to where all of our stuff was, our shoes and our gear. But we found we couldn't walk across the island because it was covered with broken glass, lots of debris, broken concrete, wood with nails sticking out. So we had to swim around the rest of the island. And that meant we had to go back in the water and swim for about another hour. And it was really exhausting. And towards the end, the weather changed and there were a lot of big waves that made swimming really difficult, hard and dangerous. And I even got stung by a couple of jellyfish while we were swimming. So we eventually made it back, but it was very scary.
Did anything happen after this?
No. The fisherman came back and picked us up, but he did take us back to the city. And the first thing we did was go straight to a restaurant where we ordered like three dinners because we were so hungry and exhausted from having had to swim for so long and for so far.
Well, thank you for sharing this story.
You're welcome. Thank you.